Vegan, Way of Religions.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Programele noastre oferă multe limbi. Vă puteți uita pe suprememastertv.com/schedule.
So he told the king, "Your Majesty, I have found one gray hair on your head." And the king said, "Pluck it out and give it to me." And the barber took the hair out and put it on the palm of the king. The king looked at it and he was trembling all over because he knew time flies so fast and he was getting older now.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Chin Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxese, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Enchanté. It's nice to meet you in French, the official language of Réunion. My name is Eloise. The affectionate citizens of Réunion know that your diligent spiritual practice shows your inner purity and love. Heaven treasures you. Réunion is a small, semi-tropical island due east of Madagascar in the Indian Ocean. It is an overseas department and region of France, making it a remote extension of the European Union. The capital of Saint-Denis sits like a crown on the northern end of the island and is home to about one-fifth of the population. While farmers in the coastal lowlands have traditionally cultivated sugarcane, the economy also benefits significantly from tourism. Beaches of white, black, and green sand encircle an interior that features mountainous terrain, rainforests, and magnificent waterfalls. More than 40% of Réunion is a national park offering over 900 kilometers of marked hiking trails, some with mountain lodges along the way. Cerca de Zelisi is a caldera containing several picturesque hamlets. Helbourg, with its colourful Creole architecture and lush gardens, has been called one of the most beautiful villages in France. The outstanding circuits, pitons and ramparts of Réunion were collectively listed as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO in 2010. For those who enjoy warm weather, natural beauty, and adventurous exercise, Réunion is a paradise waiting to be discovered. It was a pleasure to share a brief introduction of the astonishing Réunion with you, compassionate viewers. May your smiles radiate warmth and happiness to all you meet. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, She imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living fly distribution, the international vegan restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations, while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled The Power of Love, A Master Sacrifice, Part 2 of 5 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on December 16, 2018, in Xihu, Taiwan, also known as Formosa.
I want to tell you a story of the Buddha's reincarnation a long time ago. Long time ago. You know that, right? 2,600 something or 700 years ago when the Buddha last appeared on earth, okay? Anybody still crying? And borrow a tissue? You have it? You have some? Yeah. Boy, don't cry, they said. Big boys don't cry. You look big and you're a boy. You cry? Okay, it's good love. We do anything here. We laugh, we cry, we roll around, we make trouble. Yeah. We do anything that other so-called practitioner groups don't ever do. Yeah. Most masters, they don't go out and touch your hand, your head, or hoorah with you, no? I just do whatever I feel like at that moment, when that group of people needs that. But it becomes like a habit. It's a problem. That other people expect it. That's the thing. Everything spontaneous is good, okay? Everything that is expected and forced issue, no good result, or very minimal, no good, okay? Last week, the kitchen cooked me something, and I invited some Westerners. Don't expect that again. I'm just saying that. How come today there are more Westerners than last week, huh? You watch the news, huh? SMTV News. Master treats the Westerners to something. Okay. No, of course, I will invite you. Don't worry, today. I asked them to cook something more so that we can come up and eat together. Because Sunday, I have no food. last time I was just joking. I said, Sunday, I work the most, and they don't give me food. And they took it seriously. And they wrote me a letter asking, can we cook for you every Sunday now? Simple food only, no problem. And I was just joking. Even if they don't cook for me, there's always instant noodles, which I always have, because I know my life is never regular. Some days I have food, some days they forget, or something happens, or I have to go. Understand me? I always have some instant noodles, And there's always something like powder soup, because the doctor told me I cannot eat the brown rice sesame anymore. Thank you very much. After I told you, I can't eat that anymore somehow. He said it's too nutritious or something, too much iron for me. And they took the blood test and they told me what I should not eat, what I should eat. According to them, I can't eat much. And then I have to take medicine 8 times a day, every 2 hours, an alarm ring, and so I just threw them all out. Yeah, by the way, I can't even take medicine. That is the problem. because heaven warned me, if you continue to take this medicine, because I take medicine, nothing works, it just makes more trouble, more nerves wrenching. Somehow, but with the timing, you know, I don't have enough time to keep following every 1-2 hours the alarm rings to take medicine. And you have to cook, you know, or you have to prepare something with it. So I just threw it out. But before that, heaven warned me, say, if you continue to take this medicine, the Maya will mix poison in it. Poisonous energy, understand? And then you will be nerves wrecked, something like that. Even to seek contact medicine, it's just like, okay, I'm breathtakingly taking my medicine. I still cannot. So I just don't take it anymore, and I'm still alive, thank God. Huh? Yeah, because if I take medicine, no good anyway, understand? So I just didn't take it for a long time, and the doctor keeps writing me, saying, please, we calculate that this medicine's out already, can I send it? I don't have to see you, I just send it, because he's thinking I don't want to see him. It's not like that. He's a good doctor and very caring, you know, like a father. How would I not want to see him? It's just I cannot, okay? But I haven't got even time to call him to tell him that yet. But see, I cannot explain. I said, I don't have time to explain now. I sent a message, you know, through some staff. Distant staff. They're not working next to me. We're working together, but nowadays you don't have to be next to each other. They can do USB, and then I check, and then I call them or write or whatever. Yeah, it's easier like that. Why were I telling something like that? What was it before? Anybody listened? Buddha. A Buddha story, my God! It's always about me. Ayo, how boring. I hope you get bored one day so I can retire. Huh?
Never.
No? No retirement? I'm over 65. You understand? In Europe, now they raise a maximum retirement to 65. Before, it was 60. I'm over that even. Huh? I still have to work, and Sunday no food. I was only joking. Just like, oh, you see, the world is not fair. You know what I mean? Just a kind of talking. Just like I'd say any nonsense thing to you, just to amuse you and keep you on your seat, yeah? So you don't run outside buying stuff, huh? Saving your money, that's what, eh? But they took it seriously, yeah. If I was really serious, I would have been dead by now, because there are many Sundays passed already, understand me? It's not the first Sunday ever, huh? Are you okay? You're cold? Just wear it in. Wear it. Okay. All right. By the way, I feel it. My knees, nothing else. Everything else, I'm all equipped inside out. You know, we women. Yeah. Okay, a long, long time ago, yeah? Shakyamuni Buddha himself had reincarnated as a king in a very powerful, prosperous kingdom. And he lived Ba Wan Shi Jian Nian, 84,000 years ruling his kingdom in all prosperous manner and enjoying all types of, you know, privilege and happiness and material comforts as befits a king. Yeah? Okay. Are you all right, love? Just stretch it out. I don't care. You want to sit up here? High a little bit? So your legs are all right? Like somebody has some problem, you know, if they sit too long, the knees or their legs have a problem, especially Westerners. That's why I let you sit up here, maybe, so you can have a little more room. Long legs also have a problem. See, that's why I'm born with short legs. Everything short, except except long brain, long talk. But if you know me before I became a so-called master, you would not recognize me. Right? I don't recognize myself. I hardly say anything before. Even people scold me or jealous or saying bad things to me, I didn't know how to answer. I just kept quiet. Yeah. Everybody who knew me in India when I was in some ashram, they would know your master was very, very quiet. And now I'm the opposite. I talk no end. Because you like it. Yeah, actually, this is the thing. Yeah, being a master. Somebody want something good, you must give. Okay? Yeah. Mostly, yeah. there was that king, his name was Makadeva. He ruled his kingdom already 84,000 years. Wow, imagine you live that long. I wonder if they had dentists in those days. Yeah. Oh, the teeth keep growing back. No. I'm not joking. There are some instances. There was a book written about many people who lived long, and some of them had grown the third time teeth. Yeah, I wonder if it's possible. When I lose my teeth, can I have them without having to go to the dentist? Actually, I hope I do. I don't have time to go to the dentist. Every time my staff, you know, they send a letter and say, Master, who's going to the dentist, who's going to check her ears and nose and my eyes? And I thought, oh my God, I wish I could go and check also. But I can't. It's truly like that. And even outside the people ask me to help do this, do that as well. They think I have 84,000 arms. Yeah? Okay. Anyway, he must have had a very, very comfortable life. So sorry if I don't always look at you. I forget, okay? Yeah, I forget. Oh, so many sit everywhere. He must have had a very comfortable and blissful type of existence. Otherwise, who would like to live 84,000 years? This is my life, no. I don't want to live 84,000 years. I live as much as normal human life or a little bit above, okay. But not 84,000 years. To do what? Huh? Sunday, no food, and have to work extra, have to work double, can't go to the dentist, can't go nose, ear, eye, doctor. What? Huh? Okay, I don't mind. Actually, I don't mind. It's just that the mental torture sometimes was there in the physical. You just have to laugh at it sometimes. I do know why. I do know why. And that is a good thing. Okay? At least I know why. I know it's all my fault. I took on this job, huh? Took on the world even, yeah? Taking on this job is already good enough, hardship enough. Did you ever hear any master feel very happy and laughing all day because he's a master? You saw all the master photos? Do they really laugh so loud? Huh? Or big, from ear to ear? No, you see all the master photos, including Buddha. Is he smiling? On the photo? I mean, nothing, right? I saw many Indian masters, none of them laughing, smiling, nada. Niente. Nix. Okay. But I'm laughing. I don't know. I probably am a laughing Buddha. If I'm a Buddha at all. Yeah. I am? Oh, thank you for anointing me. So I'm a Buddha. Sort of, okay. All right, who cares? If I'm a Buddha at all, I'm a very hard-working Buddha. Every minute, every second, working. Huh? Okay. No, not me again? My God, what a boring guy. 84,000 years he ruled his kingdom. I cannot just give no example, understand me? A living example, not a living master, but living example, yeah? Combine, you know, weaving together. Otherwise, you don't capish, yeah? 84,000 years, he ruled his kingdom magnificently. Must have a lot of merits in the front. Surely he had, okay? Yeah, of course, after he offered his eyes, his body, his limbs to all sentient beings, life after life, and doing many good deeds, how would he not have merit to enjoy a kingdom? Okay. Now, one day, he was walking outside in his beautiful garden. He saw some leaf falling maybe on his head, and then he checked it, and then he remembered the ephemeral nature of all lives, including his life. Oh, so that day when his barber cut his hair, he told him, my dear barber, if you ever see my hair go gray, you must tell me, huh? Okay. So after some time, the barber found one among his black, beautiful, lustrous hair that was one single gray hair that popped out. Oh, so he told the king, Your Majesty, I have found one gray hair on your head. And the king said, pluck it out and give it to me. And the barber took the hair out and put it on the palm of the king. The king looked at it and he was trembling all over because he knew time fly so fast, and he was getting older now. After 84,000 years, I would think he would know, but no, he did not. He must wait for this hair to fall on his hand. Then he realized, oh, he must have had a blissful, happy life every day, or he must have been so blipping busy like me that he did not know time passed. Truly, yesterday I wrote a reply to a Philippine friend, Mrs. Cecile Alvarez, you know, the wife of the Senator Alvarez of the Philippines. I just support her organization to help the children, the needy children. I did not know she had. She was so humble, she never told me. Okay? I thought she was just working for the president, the government, okay? I did help some before, but I didn't know she had one. And her organization won award twice from the United Nations. I didn't even know anything. Okay. She's a very humble person. Yeah. She doesn't talk a lot. Yeah. So she wrote me a thank you letter and all that, yeah, and asked me to go to Philippines when she programmed something for the children and for the Philippines there. I really feel very, very kind of regretful because time has passed so quick since I last saw her. Must be maybe 10 years ago when they were here, the Philippine VIP, right? My God, and I haven't even said hello, goodbye, nothing to them. And then, of course, the president, the former president Ramos, came a few times, but I haven't even had a chance to see him personally. I was in Europe somewhere. And of course, he didn't have to report to me when he came, when he went, no, security reason also. But we did give him treatment, yeah, good treatment, like VIP treatment when he came, the association members with our master. Yeah, that you can. Anything to do with me, it becomes like a difficult task. Anything to do with anybody else is very smooth, very convenient, very comfortably carried out. So I wrote, huh?
There's something on your microphone.
Something on my microphone? Oh, this is a little friend. And he wants to talk for me something? You want to take off my post? Huh? You can't even talk? Okay, let's go out before they harm you. Some way, if you fall down, people might not see you and might step on you. I put him on a tree, on a plant. 放在树木上给他有东西吃。I say put him on a plant somewhere so he can eat the leaves. It's a little baby. How did he make it all the way here? That's a tiny one.
peace-loving viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Power of Love and Master Sacrifice, Part 2 of 5, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Honor Thy Heavenly Commandments from the Essene Gospel of Peace, Part 2 of 2, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May you experience the miracles of nature daily.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan leader, heaven's beloved leader.